Okay, so you guys have given us a ton of material on self-discipline for learning Chinese online.
A lot to dig into.
Yeah, it seems like everyone agrees that when it comes to learning Mandarin online self-discipline, it's not just something that's helpful, it's like absolutely essential.
You really can't get around it.
And one of the things the source points out is that something like only 15 to 20% of people learning Chinese online actually keep it up for more than 3 months.
Wow, so most people drop off pretty quickly.
Yeah. So today we're going to look at, why is that and how can we beat those odds? What can we learn from all of this to help us not only stay consistent with our Chinese, but really make progress?
I think that's what everybody wants, right?
Right. Totally. And the source breaks things down into kind of three key areas. The first being the language itself, the unique challenges of Mandarin,
Right.
then the online environment. How does that make self-discipline more difficult? And then finally, all the strategies for how to build that self-discipline foundation and the specific techniques you can use for Chinese.
Sounds good to me. Let's jump in.
All right, so let's tackle Mandarin first. This source is pretty clear that Mandarin presents some unique challenges that maybe other languages don't necessarily have. And I think the biggest one that jumps out is tones.
Right?
Why is that? Why do tones require so much self-discipline to master?
Well, think about it this way. In English, we definitely use intonation, right, to show emotion or to emphasize certain words. But the basic meaning of the word stays the same no matter how you say it.
Oh, yeah.
But with Mandarin, it's totally different. It's not just how you're feeling when you say a word, but the actual meaning of the word changes completely depending on the tone you use. It's like learning a whole new melody for each word.
Right. So it's not just the pronunciation, it's like the shape of the sound.
Exactly. And there are four main tones. And to really be understood, you need to get those right, which takes so much consistent, disciplined practice. You need to train your ear to distinguish between them and train your mouth to make the sounds accurately. And it's so easy to just let that slide if you're not consciously making the effort.
Yeah, it's so easy to just not even think about tones and be like, I kind of got the word.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then there's the whole thing with characters. Like 2 to 3,000 characters to even be considered fluent.
It's a lot, right?
That's huge, especially compared to just learning an alphabet with 26 letters.
Right. So different.
What makes that character learning so reliant on self-discipline?
Well, you're essentially having to visually memorize each character, at least at the beginning. There is some logic to how they're formed, but it's a lot to take in visually. And so you need a system, and you have to stick to that system.
Okay, so it's like being consistent with how you learn them.
Yeah, and even more importantly, consistent with how you review them.
Right.
Like, you could learn 10 new characters today, but if you don't go back and revisit them consistently, your brain's gonna forget them.
Right.
And using different methods to keep those characters fresh in your mind, like flashcards or spaced repetition, is super important to retain them long term. Just randomly studying isn't gonna cut it.
So consistency is key. It's not enough to just cram for a little bit.
Exactly. It has to be ingrained.
And it's not just pronunciation and characters, right? There's also Chinese grammar, which is
Yeah.
completely different from English.
Like night and day.
So why is that? How does that require us to be more self-disciplined?
So you can't just take an English sentence and kind of switch out the words with Chinese words.
Right, it doesn't work like that.
The structure is totally different. You have to really internalize those new grammar patterns, and that takes dedicated practice. You can't just passively read examples. You have to actively try to make your own sentences and experiment with the grammar rules and really see how it works.
So you have to be engaged with the language and the grammar and try to use it actively.
Yes,
You find
exactly. And that willingness to put in the effort to really produce the language, that's where self-discipline comes in.
All right, so we've covered some of those unique language challenges.
They are definitely unique.
Yeah, but now let's talk about the online learning environment. It has a lot of advantages, right? Super accessible.
Yeah, you can learn from anywhere.
But it also brings some specific challenges when it comes to self-discipline,
Definitely.
like the elephant in the room, digital distractions.
They're everywhere.
How does the online environment make it harder to stay focused? And what role does self-discipline play?
So think about it. Your learning space is usually also your entertainment hub.
Right. My phone, my computer.
Exactly. The temptation to just quickly check social media or watch a funny video or browse the web, it's always there.
Always.
It's a constant battle for your attention. And that's where self-discipline is like your shield.
Oh, okay.
In a classroom, there are external factors that help minimize distractions, but online, you are the gatekeeper. You have to create that focus for yourself.
I like that the gatekeeper, you're guarding your attention.
Exactly.
And it's not just about what's on your screen, right? What about the lack of like peer motivation when you're learning online.
Yeah, that's a really good point. When you're at home studying by yourself, you don't have your classmates around you.
Right. No one to commiserate with.
No one to push you or to celebrate with when you finally understand something.
Right. Or to compete with a little bit.
Exactly. And in a traditional classroom, that social dynamic can be so motivating. Mm. But online, you have to find that motivation within yourself. You have to be self-disciplined to keep going, even when you don't have that external support.
Right. So it's about internalizing those motivators.
Definitely.
And then the last thing with the online environment is that feedback on things like pronunciation isn't always immediate.
Oh, yeah. That can be tough.
So how does that make self-discipline even more important?
Well, in a classroom, the teacher can correct your pronunciation right away. But online, you might have to wait for feedback from a tutor or rely on recordings of yourself, which isn't quite the same.
Yeah, it's not as instant.
Right. And that means you need to be really proactive. You have to monitor your own learning and figure out what you need to improve and then actively seek out that feedback.
Right. So it's not passive learning.
No, you have to be really involved and engaged in the process. And that takes self-discipline.
Okay, so we understand why self-discipline is so important for learning Chinese online.
Absolutely crucial.
But now let's get practical. How can we actually build this self-discipline? Uh-huh. Like, where do we even start?
Great question. So the source gives some really actionable tips.
Awesome.
The first one might seem kind of basic, but it's about creating a dedicated study space just for Chinese.
Okay, so why is that so important?
Well, our environment can have a huge impact on our behavior. By designating a specific area in your home solely for your Chinese studies, you're basically training your brain. When you enter that space, it signals to your mind that it's time to focus on Mandarin. It's like creating a little Chinese learning bubble.
I like that, Chinese learning bubble.
Right, and it helps minimize distractions because you're not associating that space with other activities, and it really sets the stage for productive learning.
It's like how you feel more focused when you're in a library.
Exactly. You've conditioned yourself to act a certain way in that space.
That makes a lot of sense. So besides creating that physical space, there are also digital tools that can help us with discipline.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Think of these as your digital allies in the fight against distractions.
Okay, give me some examples. What kind of tools are we talking about?
So there's an app called Forest. Have you heard of it?
I think so.
So basically, you set a timer for how long you want to study. And as you study, a virtual tree grows on your screen.
Oh, that's cute.
But here's the thing. If you leave the app to check something else, your tree dies.
Oh, no. My poor tree.
Right. So it creates this visual consequence for giving in to temptation.
That's pretty clever.
There are other tools, too, like Focus at Will. It uses specially designed music to help improve focus and concentration.
Okay. So it's like manipulating your environment, even your digital environment, to help you stay on track.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're training our brains with our environment. And then the source also mentions the importance of communicating your study schedule to family. And even using a do not disturb sign.
That's so important.
It seems simple, but why is that an act of self-discipline?
Because it's about setting boundaries. When you communicate your study schedule to people and use visual cues, you're basically managing their expectations and minimizing interruptions.
Right. So it's proactive.
Exactly. And it helps you protect those dedicated blocks of focused time, which are absolutely crucial for making progress with your Chinese.
And shows that you're taking your study time seriously.
Definitely.
Now let's talk about planning. The source makes a big deal about setting SMART goals for learning Chinese.
SMART goals.
Yeah. So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Can you break that down for us? Like, how do we actually set SMART goals for Chinese?
Sure. So instead of saying something vague, like, I want to improve my Chinese, you need to be way more specific.
Okay, so give me an example.
So a SMART goal could be, I will learn 25 new food-related Chinese characters this week. That's specific. It's measurable. It's achievable, hopefully. It's relevant if you like to eat.
Of course.
And it's time-bound because you've given yourself a week to do it.
I see. So it's giving yourself a clear target. Something concrete to work towards.
Exactly. And that makes it easier to stay focused and disciplined because you know exactly what you need to do.
It removes the guesswork.
Exactly.
The source also mentions a strategy called the micro-commitment strategy, which sounds almost too easy.
It is pretty simple.
But how does just committing to 5 minutes of practice a day help with self-discipline?
Okay, so think about it. Sometimes the hardest part of doing anything is just getting started right.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Especially when you're not feeling motivated. But if you only commit to doing something for 5 minutes, it doesn't feel so overwhelming.
Yeah, that feels doable.
Exactly. And a lot of times once you start, you end up doing more than just 5 minutes.
Right. You get into it.
Exactly. And even if you only do 5 minutes, that's still better than doing nothing.
Right. At least you're doing something.
And by doing something consistently every day, you're building the habit of studying.
So it's about consistency, even if it's in tiny chunks.
Exactly. Those small steps add up over time.
That's a great way to look at it. And then there's this technique called time boxing, which I've never heard of before.
Oh, it's really helpful.
So what is it? And how does it make us more disciplined learners?
So time boxing is basically setting very specific time limits for your study tasks. So for example, you might say, I'm going to spend 20 minutes reviewing vocabulary. And then after 20 minutes, you move on to something else, even if you haven't finished.
Okay, so it's about being strict with your time.
Exactly. It creates a sense of urgency and it keeps you from getting bogged down in one area. And it also helps you make sure you're covering all the different aspects of your Chinese studies.
So it's about creating that balance.
Oh, exactly.
All right. So those are some really solid strategies for building self-discipline in general. But now let's get into some of the Chinese specific techniques mentioned in the source. And the first one that jumps out is the tone day system. What's that all about?
So this is a really cool way to tackle those tricky Mandarin tones. It's all about being super intentional with your practice.
Okay, I like it.
So the idea is to dedicate specific days of the week to focus on certain tone pairings.
Oh, interesting.
So for example, Mondays could be for practicing tone 1 and tone 2 combinations, Tuesdays for tone 3 and tone 4, and so on.
I see. So it's like a schedule for your tones?
Right. And it creates a structured and disciplined approach to something that can be really difficult. It helps you really target your practice and make sure you're covering all the different tone combinations.
And then there's this self-recording feedback loop, which sounds kind of intense.
It can be a little awkward at first, but it's super effective.
So what is it?
So basically, you record yourself speaking Chinese, maybe reading a text or having a conversation with yourself.
Talking to myself.
It sounds weird, but it works. And then you listen back to the recording and compare it to a native speaker. You really listen for those differences in pronunciation, especially the tones.
So you're basically becoming your own pronunciation coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that takes discipline to not only record yourself, but also to really listen critically and then use that feedback to improve.
So it's about being honest with yourself about what needs work.
Definitely.
That makes a lot of sense. And then the source talks about visual tone training, which sounds really interesting.
It is. It's about making those tones, which can be kind of abstract, a lot more concrete.
Okay, how does that work?
There are apps and websites that actually show you the pitch patterns of the tones visually, so you can see how your voice should be rising and falling.
So you're basically seeing the sound.
Exactly. And that can be super helpful because it gives you a very clear target to aim for. It's not just about imitating what you hear, but actually matching the visual representation of the tone.
That's a really cool way to learn pronunciation.
I think so. It definitely takes some of the guesswork out of it.
And then when it comes to character learning, the source mentions something called the component analysis method.
Have you ever tried this method?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
So instead of trying to memorize each character as one big unit, you break it down into smaller parts.
Like the radical.
Exactly. And those radicals often have their own meaning or sound. So you start to understand the logic of how the character is built.
Oh, so it's not just random squiggles.
Right. There's often a system to it. And by learning the system, you're creating a much stronger foundation for your memory. It's not just rote memorization anymore. It's about understanding the building blocks.
And it probably makes it less overwhelming, too, to break it down like that.
Totally. And the source also talks about spaced repetition, which is a super powerful technique for memorizing anything, really, but especially for Chinese characters.
Right, like Anki or Pleco.
Exactly. So these tools use algorithms to schedule your review sessions based on how our brains naturally forget things.
Okay, so explain that a little bit. How does our brain forget stuff?
So there's this thing called the forgetting curve. Basically, we forget information pretty quickly after we first learn it, unless we actively try to remember it.
That makes sense.
And spaced repetition algorithms work by scheduling your reviews just before you're likely to forget the information. So it's all about timing.
So it's like reminding your brain before it completely forgets.
Exactly. And this is way more effective for long-term memory than just cramming a bunch of times in a row.
And what's the self-discipline part of this?
You have to actually stick to the review schedule that the app gives you, even when you don't feel like it.
Right. So trusting the system.
Exactly. You have to believe that it works and just keep doing the reviews, even when it feels a little bit boring.
So consistency again.
Always consistency.
And then for characters, there's also the write, say, use technique, which is pretty self-explanatory.
It is. It's all about engaging multiple senses to really solidify the character in your mind.
So you're writing it, saying it out loud, and then trying to use it in a sentence.
Exactly. That way you're activating different parts of your brain and creating a much stronger memory trace.
So it's about being active with the language.
Yes, exactly. And it's more effective than just passively looking at the character or reading it in a book.
Okay, so those are some really awesome techniques specific to Chinese. But how do we maintain this self-discipline over time? You know, how do we make it stick?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Totally. And one of the things the source really stresses is the importance of support networks.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
So why is that? Why are other people so important for staying disciplined?
Well, self-discipline is definitely an internal thing, but external factors can help a lot.
Okay, that makes sense.
So finding a language partner or joining an online community for Chinese learners can give you that extra boost of motivation and accountability.
So you have people to talk to and practice with.
Exactly. And you have people who understand the challenges you're facing and can celebrate your wins with you.
And it makes you feel less alone in the process.
Exactly. And the source also mentions tracking your progress publicly, maybe on social media or a blog.
Oh, yeah, like sharing your journey.
Exactly. And that can be really motivating because it's like making a public commitment.
It's like you're accountable to your followers.
Exactly. You're more likely to stay on track if you know people are watching your progress.
That's interesting. And we also have to acknowledge that learning plateaus are a real thing.
Oh, yeah, they happen to everyone.
So how do we use self-discipline to push through those times when we feel like we're not making progress?
The first thing is to recognize that plateaus are normal. They're part of the learning process.
Okay, so don't freak out.
Exactly. Don't get discouraged. Just acknowledge that it's happening and then use your self-discipline to analyze what's going on. Maybe you need to change your study methods, or maybe you just need to be patient and keep working at it.
So being flexible, but also persistent.
Exactly. And there's this great rule called the never skip twice rule.
What's that?
So basically it means that if you miss a day of studying, that's okay. It happens. But you don't let yourself miss 2 days in a row.
Oh, okay. So it's about stopping that snowball effect.
Exactly. Yeah. It prevents those little slip-ups from turning into a full-blown habit of not studying.
That's really smart. And finally, the source talks about varying your learning content.
Keep things interesting, right?
Right. So listening to Chinese music or watching TV shows.
It's a great way to stay motivated.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like studying.
Exactly. And it exposes you to the language in different contexts, which can help you learn in a more natural way.
Okay. So we've covered a lot about building self-discipline and maintaining it long term. Mm. But the goal is to eventually make these things habits, right? So what are some signs that your self-discipline is becoming more automatic?
Well, you'll notice that you start doing your Chinese practice without really thinking about it. It's just part of your routine.
Like brushing your teeth.
Exactly. And you might even catch yourself thinking in Chinese or gravitating towards Chinese content in your free time.
So it's becoming more natural, less forced.
Definitely. Right. And that's a great sign that your self-discipline is working.
And the source ends with a three-step action plan.
Oh, yeah. I love action plans.
Me too. Yeah. So step one is to choose one self-discipline strategy and implement it today. What would be a good starting point for someone?
I think the micro-commitment strategy is perfect for that. Just 5 minutes a day to start building that habit.
Perfect. And then step two is to create a weekly study schedule.
Structure is key.
Why is that so important again?
Because it forces you to be intentional with your time, and it helps you make sure you're covering all the different aspects of learning Chinese.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
Exactly.
And then the final step is to find an accountability partner or join a community.
Community is everything.
It really is. So why is that so important for maintaining discipline?
Because it gives you that external support that we talked about. It's like having a cheerleader in your corner rooting for you and keeping you accountable.
It's amazing how important that can be.
It really is.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today. And the big takeaway is that self-discipline is absolutely crucial for online Chinese learning.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's essential.
And the good news is there are so many tools and techniques that can help us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the source makes a really interesting point at the end. It says that the self-discipline you develop for learning Chinese can actually benefit other areas of your life, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. The skills you learn, like focus and perseverance and managing your time, those are valuable in every aspect of life.
So it's like an investment in yourself.
Exactly.
Awesome. So for those of you listening, Think about which strategy we discussed today resonated with you the most, and then take one small step right now to implement it. Even if it's just 5 minutes of studying or finding a language partner, every little bit counts.
Every step gets you closer to your goal.
Exactly. And remember that learning a language is a marathon, not a sprint. So be patient with yourself and enjoy the journey.
And celebrate those little wins along the way.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into self-discipline and online Chinese learning.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.